So this is the Board of Lister hearings for 212 Julie Drive. We will go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record. Then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value should be and why. The board may have some questions. There may be some conversation after. And then the board will deliberate into a deliberative session, and they will make a decision on what they're going to do with the value, whether they're going to leave it, raise it, or lower it. Once that gets finished, we will send you a results or grievance notice by certified mail within 14 days of the end of the closing of the hearings. So if we're looking to close the hearings on July 8th, it'll be 14 days after that. So you should receive something within that time period. Okay, so let's go around the room and introduce yourselves.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Gary Barrows.
And Laura Labrie.
Peter Labrie.
Great. So you have the floor.
You want to start?
Sure. I don't have any prepared statements, I'm sorry. But in looking at the value that was assigned to us by the assessing company, and then looking at similar properties that have sold in the last year, similar size, similar numbers of bathrooms and bedrooms, and a single car garage in a condo situation, it feels really high to think of $534,000 as close to what market value would be for our unit. It does seem, looking at these other comps, that $400 or less would be a much more would match much more closely to what the market value of our house would be if we were to sell it today.
Could you repeat that number? 400,000. Oh, even. Okay.
Yeah. I would think that would be the top that we would.
So is it a duplex building?
It's a duplex building, and we own one half of the duplex. Yes. The other comparison I did was to look at the assessed value of other single family homes on Julie Drive, Jeffrey Drive, and the surrounding neighborhood. And those, the single family homes, which are similar size or a little bit larger, are assessed at lower value than ours. And they have a similar amount of property and obviously in the same neighborhood. And one last thing is our next door neighbor's house on 148 Jeffrey.
Yes. The one that just sold.
Just sold for just over $500,000. This is a single family home, similar size, but they have
one.
I don't know how much acreage they have.
I don't know. It seems to be about the same size, but I haven't measured it.
Any information from the assessing company? Because we did call them on June 3rd and talk to somebody then. Is that something that you have documented, that we talked with somebody on June 3rd?
Yeah, so they have that documentation. We're waiting to receive all their information from them.
Okay, great.
It's just, takes a while for them to get us the information, and it'll probably be a big box of just their notes.
Nice if they know if you would have received it prior to the hearing.
It would have been helpful.
Prior.
Yeah, it's
in an ideal world.
And
understand.
They are pretty much under the instruction to only make changes to objective data that they had evidence for.
Yep.
So any subjective or any rating or complex coding or anything that's gonna would be more higher level, cool. You've been told not to do that. Because the people on the phone doing those hearings, they were not... They're not the project supervisor or myself.
Okay. So. Oh, I understand.
No, they said that he would take our information and they would run it up the...
Yep. The flagpole.
And this is built in 95?
Yes.
Okay. And the information, the data on the property, two bedrooms, one full bath is accurate?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1,400 square feet is accurate? Mm-hmm. Okay.
1494.
Yep. Gas fireplace?
Yes.
In a shed?
Yep.
Yeah. Out of your shed.
So the data is correct then?
It seems to be accurate, yeah.
I don't have any questions.
I don't have any questions either.
Okay. So we'll deliberate in your absence.
I got for you.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.